Chip Chat. I'm your host, Katie McLeod.
And I'm Les Lakewood. And we are here with our very first special guest, Vanessa Lakewood, my wife.
Hi, everybody.
Vanessa is here with a very special sort of concern. Not concern about the world or anything, but a concern in chip life, which is that Vanessa's vegan.
It's true. And in the same way that sometimes our chip problems can mirror our real life concerns, in this case, my chip concern really does mirror my real life larger concern about the veganism. So we have an exciting selection of chips today.
We do have an exciting selection of chips.
We have so many chips.
I think all of them are vegan.
Are they all vegan?
Yes.
Yes?
I think we must have done that. Well, I did that without even really thinking about it. I just grabbed my second favorite bag of chips to reveal to you all when we talked about what was in our bag.
I knew that Vanessa was going to be our guest, and I also went with a bag of chips that just happens to be one of my second favorites. So, good news is that the base level of veganism that is the potato chip is that it's pretty common.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also not common because they slip dairy in all the time.
It's true. It's true. You never know where dairy could strike.
Common offenders that you wouldn't expect, like the dill pickle chip.
Yes.
That's a shame.
Yeah. The salt and vinegar chip frequently has lactose. What's the deal?
The all-dressed potato chip, does that one have lactose in it? Or
all-dressed
milk?
Is good.
Really?
Yeah.
All-dressed
okay.
is fine. We had a wonderful... Again, I feel like we're Ruffles ambassadors, but
yes.
We picked up a bag of Ruffles barbecue the other day, kind of on a whim because I normally don't love barbecue because it often tends to swing on the like sweet mesquite side of things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the Ruffles barbecue, which is also vegan, was solid.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that one in my back
yep.
pocket.
Barbecue is usually safe.
Ironically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they leave
the
milk out of the barbecue, but they can't leave the milk out of the vinegar.
Well, I guess I associate barbecue, and this is just me as a meat eater, I associate barbecue with meat, so it just seems ironic that barbecue is vegan.
Mm.
I know that that's... Okay, Vanessa's stomach is growling, which I think it means it's time for us to actually delve into actually tasting the chips that we have here
yes.
with us today. So...
So, on to the segments.
The segments. So, our first segment...
The Daily Bag.
Yeah. This is where we talk about what we brought with us to Chip Chat, and we share why we brought what we brought.
I'm so excited for the Daily Bag.
Well, what's in your Daily Bag, Vanessa?
Okay. Check it out. It's Kettle Brand potato chips. Cooked in 100% avocado oil,
what
a switch from your traditional oils. And the flavor is chili lime with citrus-infused sea salt.
Holy.
And the bag is this crazy neon green and safety orange put together.
That's beautiful.
So I'm feeling pretty solid about it.
Okay, well, why don't we open it up and pour it into a bowl?
Yeah, what are the smells that
smell
are emanating from the bowl as you open it?
Totally, it's in the traditional smell of avocado oil, it smells neutral. give it a sniff.
Okay, oh, give it a sniff?
Yeah, give it a sniff.
You know what, for a chili lime chip, it doesn't really have a ton of, like, the scent is pretty mild.
It smells like oil.
Yeah, it just smells like avocado oil, which smells like nothing.
Okay.
Okay.
A chip
well,
that smells like nothing.
Cheers.
Oh, might smell like nothing, but it tastes like something.
Mmm. There's the citrus-infused salt for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
This is our first kettle chip that we've had.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to come out and say that kettle is not my favorite, not even just kettle brand, but kettle as a type in general. But kettle brand, I think that they're not my personal favorite.
Okay. That is not what I thought you were going to say.
Explain why. Seems like a controversial opinion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
it's a brand I tend to see a lot in, like, health food stores alternative mm-hmm. kind of aisles of the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it kind of gets to be lumped in more with, like, the healthier chips or the more alternative or experimental type chips.
Right.
This is an experimental flavor.
Well, this one is gluten-free.
Mm-hmm.
It's GMO-free.
Mm-hmm.
It's got great taste naturally. I think that you're right that they're really trying to market to the health-conscious crowd.
And yet,
it's from the States.
Less hates it.
It's not that I hate it.
Les despises this chip and yet continues to eat it.
Don't start rumors on Chip Chat.
Chips. Chips are no laughing matter, folks.
I feel like the Kettle brand goes... There's a lot of ingredients on the back of their bags. And you can taste them all. And I'm into a simpler sort of flavor. Mm. I don't like too much sweetness. Again, back to the mesquite. Like, and there's...
Mm-hmm.
This is nice. There is a nice... bite underneath.
But you know what? I'm hearing what you're saying about the Kettle brand and all of the ingredients they have, and something about you can taste all of the ingredients, and the flavors are so distinctive, but they are all sort of the same. You know, earlier today you saw that bag and you thought it was the pepperoncini flavor.
Mm.
If you told me this was the pepperoncini flavor, I would probably believe you.
You know what?
You know?
This is that same flavor.
It's chili lime.
I know, but there's really... What I'm saying is that there isn't really that much...
But yeah, it seems basically
with citrus infused sea salt.
It. Yeah. So someone decided to infuse the salt and then create a whole new chip flavor. We're on to you, Kettle Chips.
Okay, but how about this avocado oil? This is great. We have a friend who can't eat sunflower oil. So speaking of food sensitivities and chips, sunflower oil is in a lot of chips.
It's true.
So it's nice to have these different options. And I like the avocado oil.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really taste too much of a difference for me, but it does seem a little fattier, the oil.
Mm.
Yes.
It's got more of like a thick mouth feel.
Thick mouth feel.
Wow.
Yeah, people, you heard it here first. Thick mouth feel.
Yeah.
Well, now that we're talking, or since we're already talking about Kettle Chips, maybe we should talk about what I brought in my bag.
What's in your
because
daily?
Because it's also of the Kettle Chip variety.
So your daily bag is?
My daily bag is Kettle Brand Crinkle Cut Potato Chips, salt, and fresh ground pepper.
I do know I like these.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to have these next because I wanted to compare the amount of ingredients to the other Kettle Brand chip. And you know what? There's actually a lot more going on here than you might expect.
Okay.
So where you might think that there's just potatoes, salt and pepper, and maybe some oil, this has potatoes, safflower and or sunflower and or canola oil, rice flour, salt, black pepper, yeast extract, spice, garlic powder, onion powder, citric acid, spice extract, and jalapeno powder.
Jalapeno.
Jalapeno. So, you know what? I actually thought that this was going to be a little bit more on the simple side, but it's basically just how many ingredients are on that?
We've got potatoes, avocado oil, lime, which is brackets, sea salt, lime oil, maltodextrin, onion powder, sugar, tomato powder, dehydrated parsley, garlic powder, jalapeno pepper powder, sunflower and canola oil, citric acid, white distilled vinegar powder, spice, and natural flavors.
Okay, Kettle Brand, you are on notice.
No, seriously.
Too many ingredients.
Yeah, we haven't gotten to mine. I can't see the back of the bag. I'm wondering how many ingredients are on the back of mine.
Yeah.
Okay, well, why don't we compare the flavor between the crinkle cut and the chili lime and the salt and pepper Kettle Chips.
For what it's worth, 100% of electricity used is offset by purchasing wind energy credits, Kettle Brand, in Salem, Oregon.
Fascinating.
Okay. So, salt and pepper potato chips, first impressions, very crunchy. Would you say?
Oh, they're crinkle cut.
They are crinkle cut, so they do have that going for them. They're a little too salty, I would say. They're like a really thick bite of potato chip.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you really have to wrap your mouth around it.
Thick mouth feel again?
Yeah.
Thick mouth feel.
Settle down.
Good old thick mouth feel at it again.
Okay.
It's a toothsome bite.
I like this one.
It is a toothsome bite.
For how many ingredients it has, it tastes a lot like potato.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And the black pepper shines through. You can tell there's something else going on underneath, but they keep it pretty subtle.
Mm-hmm.
Why is... Like, what do you...
What do I like about it?
Well, what do you... Yeah, why did you bring this as your favorite? Now you're kind of bad-mouthing it, too.
Well, no, I think I didn't realize how many ingredients there were. I just always assumed that it was 4 basic ingredients. Or, yeah, I just thought it was potatoes, oil, salt, and pepper. And now I'm realizing that there's all these other ingredients that they're adding to it. So that's not super appealing to me. But I do dislike... I do like the crunchiness of them. And, man, you can't beat Ripple Cut. You just can't beat Ripple Cut.
Ripple Cut. Crinkle Cut.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Last, tell us what's in your daily bag.
Well, I went searching for this one, which meant that I had to go to the second furthest, the second closest convenience store. This is something we mentioned last episode. Uncle Ray's jalapeno.
Ooh.
I already see the ingredients list as being somewhat atrocious. There's... Well, let me just ream this one off since we're on it. Potatoes, vegetable oil, contains one or more of the following: corn, cottonseed, sunflower oil, salt, dextrose, maltodextrin, jalapeno, dehydrated onion and garlic, terula yeast, contains sulfites, in brackets, monosodium glutamate, imitation colored bits.
It actually says that on the ingredients.
Imitation colored bits, bracket cornmeal, soybean oil, red 40 lake, yellow 5 lake, blue 1 lake, end bracket. Dehydrated bell pepper, artificial flavor, extricatives of paprika, and no more than 2% silicone dioxide added to
wait, are you... Is this... Are you making this up as you...
When you read it all like that.
It's from the States. Maybe it's like the same where they have different medical ads where they can't exactly tell you what it does, but they can tell you... No, they can tell you what it does, but they also have to tell you how many terrible things, like...
Right.
You might die. If
but less than 2% silicone what?
Silicone dioxide added to prevent caking.
Oh my god. What is caking? I think I want caking, if it means I don't have to eat silicone dioxide.
I can describe caking, I think. Okay. You know when you reach for a chip and you eat it, and you reach for another one, and after a while, the seasoning starts to build up on your fingers?
Yeah.
Isn't that a positive? I thought that was part of chips.
I thought, like, well, you have all that transfer of the caking. Like,
the transfer
of
caking.
Like, I want the transfer to occur in my... mouth, not
in your mouth hole, and not on your fingers.
Really, yeah. You see, because like that's something that I used to do with dill pickle, which is a top ranking chip for me, and I probably still would. But as our dedicated listeners know by episode 2, that I am a pretty hard fan of the Ruffles regular and the regular in general.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to a flavored chip, dill pickle for me, I really like if this is caking, I like caking and like actually putting it on my lips, like licking my lips and like letting it kind of like
linger a little bit,
cake my lips, and then this is the dirtiest episode.
It's too much sexual innuendo.
It cakes,
or maybe just
the
right amount.
Your lips.
Okay,
then...
so Uncle Ray.
That sentence does not have a conclusion.
At least the bag opens properly. The Kettle Brands do some weird things.
That's true. It's very difficult to open it without creating like a large tear down the side.
I wonder if...
Or is there a strategy? Or is that how it's meant to be? Is it by design?
I want...
A selfish insertion of one arm instead of a shareable bag.
Oh, that's so true.
Okay, so this is...
these have colored bits on, or what did they call them? Flavor bits? Colored bits?
It was colored bits. It was imitation colored bits.
Okay. From the look of them, you would not know. They appear totally beige. Bits.
They are very beige.
The bag, on the other hand, very purple.
Mm-hmm. Holy.
But they're hot.
Oh. These are actually spicy potato chips that are, like, they're actually burning my tongue as I chew.
Mm-hmm.
In a slightly pleasant way.
They're perfect with all of their MSG. And so why I brought in Uncle Ray's and why I like Uncle Ray's, which is by a brand called Beyond Good! Exclamation point. Beyond Good brand. Uncle Ray's, always made from nature's best.
And if by nature you mean silicon dioxide. Then.
Yeah. I remember Uncle Ray's way back to college, mm-hmm. and them being in the little convenience store and picking them up because they were cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And you could get, they also have another one that's not jalapeno, it's just hot, which is bright red and also quite good. But of course, one of the best things about Uncle Ray's, aside from its inexpensive price point.
How much would a bag like that run you last?
I believe it's under $2. How much did yours run you?
Mine was a solid $3.99 plus tax, so mm-hmm. definitely not under $2. Mm-hmm. And mine didn't come with a story on the back.
Nor does it have imitation colored bits.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Ray's has a story on the back. More than just a story, it has a whole, like, Uncle Ray, life, family. There's three pictures of his family member, like, George and Thursa Franklin, circa 1945, and then whoever Bob Jenkins is, 1994.
Bizarre.
Here, yeah.
Oh, are those, like, their dates of
they're
death?
Kind of,
or?
They're kind of faded headshots.
Maybe when they were when they became CEOs of the company. Uh-huh. Who knows? This is pretty, I don't know. But okay, so the back of an Uncle Ray's bags, or a bag, has the life and times of Uncle Ray's. This is chapter 8, Antics of a Young Boy, and I swear to God, I've had chapter 8, Antics of a Young Boy, like, probably 5 times. I know this story pretty well, which I will not read in its entirety, but I will paraphrase in a moment. It goes up to over 30.
So my question is, are there people who collect all of their empty Uncle Ray's bags so that they can get the story from start to finish, from chapter 1 to chapter, I don't know, 40?
If there's anybody who has the whole story of the Uncle Ray's life and times, send us the photos. I wonder if they have them on the website. Uncle Ray's does have an Instagram account. We follow them. At ChipChatYTZ, yo. ChipChatYTZ.
Follow us, people.
It's funny, if you actually read it, it looks like it's ChipChattyTZ.
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 So there's been this myth that Uncle Ray has been spreading?
Well,
it's true.
I wouldn't say myth.
Because there's photos.
It's not that's true. It's his family. But, I mean, okay. The back of the bag has, like, one whole side of the panel of a full-size mm-hmm. bag.
What, can you tell us, like, a little bit about what sort of story is?
So this Antics of a Young Boy, I'll just read the first paragraph, and then the first paragraph of 7 paragraphs. Summertime in rural Tennessee with my grandparents was especially enjoyable for my big brother Bob and me. We would relish in the long, warm days by swimming in the cold creek that flowed from the mountain near the farm. He goes on to say that one day he and his brother Bob and his friends, or and Bob and their two cousins, went skinny dipping, and
this is illicit.
Scheming little Ray stole their belongings and ran back to the family reunion that they were having, and his brother and the two cousins had to run past their 80-year-old grandmother and the whole family naked. And the word that is highlighted, bolded, underlined at the bottom of this bag is discretion. recognizing and avoiding words, actions, and attitudes that could bring undesirable consequences. And goes on yet to list 6 points of actions you can take in your day-to-day life that will help promote and demonstrate discretion. Choose my words carefully, practice good manners, listen to criticism, not make fun of others, turn down an invitation to do wrong. These are all...
Only eat half a bag of Uncle Ray's potato chips, because if you eat a whole bag, you're screwed.
Yeah. You're not using discretion.
You're definitely not using discretion, that's true.
Mm.
So Uncle Ray's is my favorite for many reasons. One of my favorites for many reasons.
It's more than just a potato chip.
Yeah, there's a whole way of life.
It's a lifestyle, people. Uncle Ray's is a lifestyle.
I'd like to know at least more about the story.
If you, listeners out there, if you know how we can get in touch with Uncle Ray or the Uncle Ray family, drop us a line on our Instagram feed, which is ChipChatYTZ.
All right, let's move on to the next segment.
Parents?
Parents. Mm. So, Vanessa, to go with your pepperoncini, chili lime, lime, chili lime, Kettle Brand chips...
Yeah, with the avocado oil.
With the avocado oil. What did you bring?
I brought this delicious unfiltered ginger beer brought to us by a company called The Ginger People, GP.
Where are they from?
Let me rotate this bottle and let you know. Made in California.
Have you tried this beverage before, Vanessa?
I have not. First? No. I thought it would go well with the lime. That ginger and lime.
Oh, ginger and lime.
Are kind of nice
classic.
Together.
Classic combo.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's going to be spicy.
Here we go.
Who knows?
Thanks, Vanessa. So how should we do this? Should we have a bite of the chip and then chase it with our beverage?
I think that we should just munch on this for a bit and talk about it.
I have the flavor of Uncle Ray's in my mouth right now, and I really need to get the flavor of Uncle Ray's out of my mouth.
I just want to have a swig of this ginger beer. Oh, it's spicy.
I know.
Oh, she is a spicy ginger beer.
Ginger beer is always spicy.
Mm.
Sometimes it makes me sneeze.
No, sometimes it's not spicy enough, but this one does have a good spice. Okay, I'm going to try it now with the chip.
So basically what you're saying is that for flavor seekers, your combination is a good one. Mm. You've got the chili lime.
Wow.
Actually, I think this is a strong pairing, and I'll tell you why. The chip itself is more subtle than what I was anticipating, but the beverage is stronger.
Mm-hmm.
So the beverage is not overwhelmed by the chip, and it can shine through. And the chip is just like a nice complement to this delicious ginger beer.
You're right. I would say that though these are both like strong flavors, they're not nearly as strong as the flavor combination that Katie brought last week that I described as a bowling alley.
I don't know. I find this ginger beer to be a little bit too medicinal for my liking. Okay. Like I feel like I'm actually sucking on one of those ginger candies that you get when your throat is sore and you want to like clear your nasal passages.
Yeah, it has one of those ginger dudes on the bottle.
There's a ginger dude.
So you can tell it's a medicinal
thing
because there's a ginger guy dancing.
That's
right on the bottle. It's like, oh, there's a whole animated ginger that's coming after me. Like, I guess I better prepare myself for this ginger flavor.
Fair warning.
Okay, so you don't really care for the medicinal type ginger.
You know what? I would drink this maybe if I was under the weather and I needed to boost my immune system. I would drink this, but I feel like for this particular chip,
you don't think it goes well together?
I think it.
Wash that chip down.
It's not my cup of ginger beer.
Okay.
I can see why the lime and the ginger would complement each other.
For the record, my favorite ginger beer is old-time ginger beer. It has a picture of a pirate on the front of it, and they put it in the little tiny stubby bottles, so it doesn't look like beer.
It does. It kind of looks like,
Well, a stubby.
Yeah, it looks like.
Yeah.
Sort of Caribbean, but, sort of. What's the red? Like a red stripe bottle, almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's clear though. Anyway, that old time ginger beer. If anyone's listening, and if you like that ginger beer, give me a shout out.
What's your Twitter? Or you don't have a Twitter.
I don't have a Twitter.
We're going to post a photo on Instagram later of everybody with their pairings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you can reach out and see what we look like with our chips.
And you can see the ginger man.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
All right.
Yes,
so,
on Instagram.
Katie?
So I brought with me today a little thing we like to call la croix. Is that how you all pronounce it?
I say la croix.
You say la croix? What do you say, Vanessa?
I think there's many different ways of pronouncing it. And
I've heard la croix.
I've heard la croix. I say la croix.
You say la croix? Okay. I'm going to call it la croix.
Yeah, you should definitely
because we
call
are
it
in Canada.
La croix.
And so it's la croix, and it's the natural lime-flavored sparkling water beverage. Solid 99 cents at the corner store.
Those things are very popular all of a sudden.
Zero sugars, my friend, is why. And it just contains carbonated water and natural flavor.
Who makes it?
A little company called Sundance Beverage Company.
Where are they?
A national beverage company from Michigan, USA.
From the U.S.?
From the U.S. of A. I know, I assumed wrongly that it was maybe a French-Canadian product.
I thought that it was Canadian because it has a Canadian leaf on the box.
And it has a French name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Canada is the source of many French things, such as maple syrup and French people.
Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry, folks, to disappoint, but no, it's this is an American product.
It's an American product.
Let's give it a whirl.
We basically have all American products here. Mm-hmm.
Very carbonated. So I picked the lime flavor because I thought it would go well with salt and pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Pepper lime.
Okay, I'm ready for a crinkle
cut.
It's
very clear.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we cheers? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's refreshing.
I mean, I have to tell you, I have to be honest and say that it is quite artificial flavory tasting.
In general, I'm not a big fan of the artificial lime. And I haven't found too many of this line of drinks that I have liked. But I did like, even though it is artificial flavor tasting, the pear one they have.
Mm. I haven't tried that one yet.
It's good. That's okay. It's subtle. It's not... Some artificial flavors are just too much. This somehow, it's there. It's there, you can taste it, and you're like, oh, I know, that's not natural. That's not a natural flavor.
But
and
it doesn't,
just,
like, annoy you too much?
It's just in the back, which is, yeah, tolerable.
I think it's refreshing, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Good palate cleanser, which is perfect.
But they didn't squeeze a lime in this.
They certainly did not squeeze a lime in this, but we could squeeze a lime in this if we really wanted to get that natural flavor.
You'd get hit with that double. We could even rim it with some of that little lime infused, citrus infused.
We could just drop a chip in here.
Salt. Yeah, you could take a potato chip and you could just rub it around the rim of your glass and just rim it like that.
Just rim it like that.
Yeah. You're going to have to start making chip warmer.
People look out for chip rimmer.
You could actually, you could lick the rim of your glass first and moisten the tip, and then you could put the chip.
Okay, we're going to go on to our next. I just shot a little bit of LaCroix out of my mouth.
It's okay.
I mean, my nose. Well, I think I need to try whatever Les brought as
the last...
their pairing.
Mm.
Okay. To quickly swig this LaCroix.
So, I brought coconut water.
What brand? What?
Yeah.
Is there
coconut
is there pulp
waters
in it?
Are not created it's, equally, right?
Is it one or is it O N E? Because
O nay.
Or is it O nay?
O nay. There's definitely.
I think it's one.
I don't know if it's one. Look at there's.
Yeah, there's little there's periods. It makes it seem like it's an acronym.
Maybe it's.
It
like,
doesn't necessarily
what would
say.
O.
what that is, but that's
oh,
okay.
Oh, no.
It's unclear how to pronounce this coconut water.
Yeah, it just says onecoconutwater.com. So the ingredients are coconut, water, and natural flavor. All right. So I chose this one naturally because I brought in very spicy chips. So I was thinking of something that was refreshing. Does this have pulp? No, it doesn't.
Gentle on the palate.
It's just the water. There's no pulp. Or...
Do you prefer pulp or no pulp in your coconut waters?
I prefer no pulp.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I love pulp.
Oh, wow.
It depends.
This has the aroma of, like, suntan lotion.
Mm.
Like, Hawaiian.
Mm-hmm. Hawaiian Tropic.
Hawaiian Tropic. Oh,
yeah.
Man. That reminds me of my mom so much. Like, the 90s. Suntanning.
Mm.
Suntanning where you actually put
oil
on
your body?
Oil
on
so that you can more of a tan.
Mm-hmm.
I think I did that until I was about 17, actually. Don't tell my mom. So this actually has the flavor of, like, the smell and the flavor are one and the same. Are you getting that? Like, it actually tastes what it smells like.
Paired with this particular chip, it's, my mouth has the lingering sensation of, like, a Thai curry, actually, in my mouth. There's, like, this salty jalapeno spice and this coconut sweetness.
This is definitely not
it's pretty
the
good.
Pairing that I thought I would love the most, but it's really doing it for me.
Okay.
It's very savory.
Mm-hmm. It is kind of like a bowl of, like, red curry soup or something.
Yeah, it's strange.
All right, so I think that...
Wow.
In a area where there was absolutely no competition at all, mine is the clear winner.
I mean, we could just blame Kettle Brand chips.
Well, we shouldn't do anything of the sort so that we don't get sued or anything like that.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
We can certainly boast about all of the flavors that are winning in this combination of island curry.
Wow, that is...
Yeah, unexpected island curry chip pairing.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Ray's.
Who knew?
Who did, when you when
Beyond
he
good.
Was skinny dipping with his cousin, who? How would he have even known?
That one day we would be sitting here eating Uncle Ray's jalapeno chips and washing it down with one coconut water and just being overcome by curry flavors. Beautiful curry flavors. There's no way they could have known.
Okay, so we are going to forego our third segment of chip memories for a really important vegan update. But Vanessa brought, in addition to chips, something that we tried a different version of this before, the brand Vegan Rob's, which is already contentious. So many people would look at it and be like, no thank you.
Like Rob the name?
Yeah.
Or like,
yeah.
So, this Vegan Rob's brand, cheese puffs. Dairy-free cheddar puffs.
Gluten-free as well.
Gluten-free for Katie.
Plant-based. Live and enjoy. I'm just reading everything that
just
I see on this
bag.
Very colorful purple... psychedelic bag.
It's another purple bag. I think
what's,
we should open them up.
What's the name of that phobia where people don't like small patterns?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They would be dissuaded by the cover of this bag. Like, where people don't like honeycombs and patterns
right.
like that. You know, have you ever heard
oh,
of that?
Yeah, like fractals or something? Or like allergic to fractals?
Or
probably.
Or like holes. Tiny holes.
Oh.
Maybe tiny holes. Anyway, I'm sure somebody knows.
Anything perforated.
The cheddar puffs on the front of the bag are like making out or something. Like they're doing something illicit, for
they're,
sure.
One sitting there, it's a story time. One sitting on the other one's lap.
Definitely a sexy episode.
Okay. So, here we go. Vanessa hasn't had a cheese puff in how long?
Oh, it's been decades.
Decades.
Okay,
decades.
So before you eat this though, Vanessa, can you tell us, were you a lover of cheese puffs at one point? Like, were you...
Oh, definitely.
Were they a big part of your childhood?
Oh, yes. I liked the Cheetos. I liked the kinds that were very crunchy And I also liked the ones that were puffy. They were good too. Sometimes the puffy ones would just melt on top of your tongue.
Yeah.
And the really crunchy ones, you know, they had a bit more of an intense cheddar flavor. Yeah, but they were both good. Mm-hmm. So it's been a really long time.
So this is a puff. It's not going to be a crunchy one.
These are puffy looking, and you can smell it. Just the bag smells really cheesy.
It smells like feet.
It totally smells like feet.
Smells like feet. It looks like a real cheesy cake.
I'm slightly turned off, and I'm putting this in my mouth.
I mean, okay. I'm going to withhold my judgment until we hear from you, Vanessa, our resident vegan.
Okay.
Folks, she's not going back for a second one.
Hand went out and then went back.
Yeah, I actually interlaced my fingers in both my hands so that they wouldn't reach back into the bag. The initial flavor, the first wave of the flavor, reminds me of Smart Food popcorn.
Okay.
It reminds me of that, that white cheddar, white cheesy smell. It's the texture that that has something strange for me about this. What is it, Uncle Bob? Uncle Rob?
Vegan Rob.
Vegan Rob. Sorry. Okay. There's too many.
Uncle Ray's.
There's Ray and there's Rob at the strip chat.
Okay.
So vegan
Rob.
Yeah. There's something going on with the texture that it's not very puffy.
It's a little too dense, but not dense in the crunchy way.
I feel like it's not dense enough. I feel like it's falling apart in a way. Like it's.
Now, some things.
I think I need to have another chew.
Yeah, some things they taste better if you get used to them. You have to try them a couple times, so let's give it a go.
This one is also severely lacking in flavor. Are you guys feeling that?
Well, they have a very light coating of flavor, but the inside is very thick. So, and it's like there's too much corn.
There's too much cardboard.
There's too much cardboard. There's too much corn flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You listen to that, Vegan Rob?
Mm-hmm.
Lighten up on the corn.
It's, okay. I think I found the problem. Ingredients. The first ingredient. Organic whole grain sorghum flour.
Oh, so it's not even corn. What is
sorghum flour?
What is...
Sounds problematic.
No, it's not. It doesn't have gluten in it, but it has sorghum in it.
So what is sorghum?
Well,
as a vegan,
it's probably a cereal.
A cereal?
It's not because it's not a grain. So it's probably a cereal. This one also has maltodextrin. But yeah, I'm glad to see that there's no secret algae in it.
Okay.
I saw that in another Vegan Rob product.
I thought you liked
secret algae?
Yeah.
So wait, when you say secret algae, do you mean like algae that was put in there secretly, or like the ingredient?